This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Get ourselves focused on what's going on this week, thanks to the folks at Talkers Magazine that put together a list of the top 10 stories, the News Talk Radio emphasis, and so I bring in the crews from various programs that help me through the week. So here to discuss the issues and the people that are on the charts for the week of February 13th to the 17th are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, excuse me, Richard
right?
Fadden. I actually have
that was a warm welcome.
Yeah.
Now I have a. I may let you guys talk about some things for a minute because I have a grape stuck in my throat.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Do we need to send help?
No, one of these days, the number three topic on the Talk Radio Countdown show is Doug Steffen is in hospital because of choking on grapes and nuts.
Thank you very much. Yeah. I think maybe. No, I'm okay now.
And it won't make the number one story to be the number three story because Trump will have had a press conference the day before.
I mean, you look at all of these things.
Which clearly is number one.
Right, clearly.
Do you believe that the highlight of one of the stories, this shows you how crazy the news media has become, how crazy the world is. This story about Trump and Chris Christie having meatloaf at the White House the other day.
Yeah, they had romantic Valentine's Day lunch.
That is really funny.
And Trump, according to Christie, said to you guys, order whatever you want, but Chris and I are having meatloaf. And that was
so cute.
That's the headline. Christie and Trump have meatloaf. There's no privacy. This guy, one of the things he talked about this weekend, as you can imagine, as we go through the stories, yeah, there's some entertainment news, and there's some sports news that people are talking about, and foreign affairs. But for the most part, after we get by the Oroville Dam, all of the rest of the stuff, the top six items, all have to do with Trump and the people that are working with him and the people that aren't working with him and the media and yada, 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 yada. Or the news media, more specifically. So, excuse me, there's the grape. Got it.
By the way, did you bite into it?
No, I'm all right, thank you.
Just in case you're interested.
Whoa.
Yes.
The recipe for the White House meatloaf is online and available.
Oh, my God.
Is it like a Trump family recipe, or...?
Chef Henry Haller, executive chef at the White House. It's his recipe.
Is he a new chef? I thought it was a female chef that was the head chef.
Conversation. You believe it? This is what we're talking about, folks.
Oh, this is the interesting stuff about this. Yeah, exactly.
This is 2014. I'm sorry, this is 2014.
Oh. Okay. What fascinates me about this, all of this stuff, is that Donald Trump, who is a billionaire and could be eating caviar and all the finer things in life, seems to have a very blue-collar taste bud factory. He loves Kentucky Fried Chicken. He likes meatloaf. I mean, give me a break. He's eating what the rest of us eat.
Yeah, and he uses Heinz ketchup. What more can you tell you? I mean, we even know...
Not in this meatloaf he doesn't.
No, is he using his meatloaf? What's in the...
Butter, onions, 2 cloves of garlic, minced, 3 slices of white bread, milk, that's a new one, ground beef, salt, black pepper to taste, tablespoon of chopped parsley, 1 teaspoon of fresh thyme, chopped.
Yes, folks, this is about the countdown.
And 2 tablespoons of panko breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm. No chicken in the... There's a new chicken meatloaf that's around. No chicken meatloaf?
No.
In meatloaf, it's generally...
meat?
It's generally beef and lamb.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sometimes pork if you want to mess things up, but mostly just beef.
All right, so aren't you all fascinated to know what Donald Trump and Chris Christie had for lunch?
I'll send this to Victoria, and she can post it.
Okay.
Right. Post it online. Good
it
idea.
Actually sounds pretty good.
Because this is important stuff.
I mean, it is important stuff. All right, so let me go through the stories this week, and thoughts will be continuing with a focus on whatever the NBA and the end of the season again. That's not the end of the season, but the NBA.
No, it's the All-Star break.
The All-Star break, that's what it is. And then the but the fact that the baseball players are coming into town this weekend, the pitchers and catchers warmed up last week, so the actual regular off-season, preseason begins next week. That's kind of exciting. It's kind of neat. Weather around the country making news, especially the wild weather here in California with all of the rain. That is good. I never can remember, Jennifer, though, what influence is it in terms of the volume of water. Is it La Nina or El Nino?
El you remember? Nino. It's
this
a boy.
Is an El Nino winter.
I and think, although, you know, it was supposed to be El Nino last year, and we got no rain, and so this year, I don't even know if they're calling it anything, but it has definitely been a wet winter. We so needed it. Oh, thank goodness.
All right, so there have been some conversation about North Korea and what happened to the cousin or the uncle. What
How
is this?
That?
The brother.
Half-brother.
The brother.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay, yeah. All right. And also the North Koreans shooting missiles off. What I found interesting, the rest of the stuff, again, is all about sort of the press conference and what went on at the press conference. What I liked, in a way, sort of a snarky way, was what Trump said to the reporters, I'm not going to tell you. He sort of baited him. I'm not going to tell you when we're going to do this. I'm not going to tell you what we're going to do. I'm not going to tell you how we're going to do it, because it'll serve to be a big league. Why should I tell people we're going to attack them? That's what they used to do. We're going to attack this place in 3 days. Remember when Geraldo Rivera was about hung up, strung up by his you-know-what?
Because he was drawing the plans in the dirt.
Right.
showing where the troops were going to come from. They're going to come from behind this building.
Yeah. Right. Right. But that's what happens every day now. These former generals and leaders, they would talk about what they were going to do. And Trump says, we're not going to do that. We're not going to tell you what we're going to do.
And the 24-hour news cycle has forced that.
Of course, well.
They have to know.
If you roll into it, it has.
Right. And let me tell you something. For as much of a train wreck as the Trump show seems to be, the guy's in 100% control of the media.
Yeah. And it's so funny because the media reported that after that press conference that he was off the rails, that he was crazy. No, he was pretty measured. He was totally in control. I mean, that was not the rantings of a crazy man, but he sure has their number.
No, I mean, it looks like a train wreck, but he's in control. He gives them the information that he wants and doesn't give them the information that he doesn't want.
But somebody is, and he's got to get those. If he wants to really be true to his word, he's got to clean out the swamp that's in the White House as well, because there are people there left.
Well,
there's more leaks in that White House.
If you listen to Larry Klayman
strainer.
This week, he has filed a suit saying basically the NSA is tapping Trump and releasing the information.
That's
really
what I've heard too.
Oh, yeah. And there's a couple of different theories as to why. One, Trump was bashing the whole intelligence community during the whole campaign.
Right, they're paying him back.
Two, that the intelligence community is full of Obama supporters and they just want to bring him down.
Well, led by Ben Rhodes, who have a target on the back of Mike Flynn because Obama fired Flynn.
Right.
And Flynn was really critical of the Iran deal, which was one of the big achievements of the Obama administration. There's a lot of reasons
why. But take your pick. It's a fact. It's not even guesswork anymore that the NSA was tapping all of Trump's people. And because look at Flynn, that's why he went down, because they had audio. He just got caught in the net, whatever. You were taping the Russian ambassador and you wanted his words too.
So the country is pretty much out of control. The country's not being run by leaders.
We'll see. The country's being run by the NSA, it would appear.
Yeah, right. So all the movies about it and all of the stories and the stuff about Snowden you all laughed at, true to the nth degree.
Those departments do not like to be told what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's too bad. Right. We don't live in a democracy anymore. They all want to be in charge and have power. It's 16 past the hour. This is our review of the items from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown for this past week. The stories are what you would expect. The people will go through that list in a matter of moments as we continue our focus here. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. The Zip Recruiters want to help you recruit the best candidates. And in order to find the best candidates, you don't have to go here, there, and everywhere. Hither, thither, and yon. Remember that old expression? Posting your job in one place.
I use it all the time.
You use ZipRecruiter? Yeah.
No, hither, thither, and yon. I use ZipRecruiter, too. But hither, thither, and yon. Every day.
Richie and I run, well, two separate businesses, but they're small businesses. There are a lot of people in small business circumstances who love ZipRecruiter. Go to ZipRecruiter.com and post your job. But it isn't just smaller businesses. It's medium-sized businesses. It's huge businesses. All these people that are using ZipRecruiter that work with the HR people, work with Fortune 100 companies, Fortune 500 companies, whatever it is that you need in a quality candidate, you can find by using ZipRecruiter.com. Find the perfect hire. Post your job. All the top job sites will have what you're looking for, even though you're only going to use one single click, and that's to ZipRecruiter.com. Posting your job on 200-plus job sites, social media networks, all over Facebook, all over Twitter. Man, this is it when it comes to finding candidates anywhere in the country, in any industry. You need ZipRecruiter. So go to ZipRecruiter and use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Yep, that's the key to free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Try it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get the best hires, the quickest job. If you need somebody like yesterday, you'll use ZipRecruiter and be very happy. You'll be telling other people that are in business to use it as well. And don't pay. Use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right. The people list, according to Talkers Magazine on the countdown this week, Kellyanne Conway is at number 10, Sean Spicer at 9, Stephen Miller, 8, Kim Jong-un, is that Un? Un.
Mm-hmm.
Un. At 7, Shinzo Abe, the Prime Minister of Japan, at 6, Stephen Bannon, what a nightmare he is. Do I not like that guy? At number 5, what is there? There's something that comes. It's like when I think of what I just said, I think of Harrison Ford looking over the balcony in one of the Indiana Jones
Nazis.
Movies. Nazis. I hate those guys. Andrew Putzer, I call him, number 4. Putin is at 3, another putz. Michael Flynn, actually, might have. I wish he was had stayed, frankly, what I know about him. And Donald Trump, surprise, surprise, number 1 on the people.
Shocker.
It's 21 after the hour.
Paid military spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, 23 after the hour now. The Doug Steffen programs with the people on the programs taking our shots, our best shots at some of the people and story issues that have come out according to research at Talkers Magazine for this past week. That we're commenting on them, putting them together, and what do you have, bibbidi-bobbidi-boo, remember that? Rich McFadden and Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen with a focus on intelligence. Interesting because we were talking off air about the NSA and how they are basically trying to screw Trump, screw with his administration. They're taping everything, they're leaking everything, and how they get it's like the president has no power, in a manner of speaking. They have withheld some sensitive information also from him, not only about him. They're leaking stuff about him, but they're holding info from him because of concerns about the information being leaked. And this is what amazes me. They're the leakers. The leaker-in-chief is the head of the NSA, and yet they're worried about putting stuff into Trump's plate because it could get into the hands of the Russian government or whomever. I mean, the whole world is melting here in terms of what we know. We have too much information about people, and we don't know how to categorize because it's coming too fast. We can't keep up with technology, and so it's melting. What's actually happening is that our ability to communicate and have credibility is melting. That's what I see.
We also don't know what's true. If the NSA is withholding information. Now, Trump said yesterday in his press conference that wasn't true, and other intelligence officials said it wasn't true. So we don't know what is true and what isn't.
And by the way,
is he still using his unsecured phone?
Probably just for Twitter.
That's another question, because a lot of people at Mar-a-Lago took pictures of him and posted it on Facebook of him using the phone with his security advisors, like, out in the public when it was whatever happened last weekend, the North Korean missile thing. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, social media is really playing a part in the last administration and in this one. Especially.
Oh, without a doubt. And, Doug, I wouldn't be so sure it's the top of the NSA or any of the intelligence agencies that are controlling this. I think there are Snowden-type people in there just sitting quietly behind a computer and just posting something or sending an email, an anonymous email to the Washington Post or whatever it is.
Do you think it's their 15 minutes?
How do you do that? How do you send an anonymous email? Can't they trace your IP address?
If you're smart enough, you can send it from another IP address.
You can make it look like it came from someone else.
Are you smart enough
computer?
To do that?
No.
Can you do that, Rich?
Not even close.
No. All right.
I'm smart enough to make enough accounts so it would be confusing, but they'd be at my house in 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Knocking on my door.
Right after they pick Rich up, they'd be picking me up, too. So.
Right.
Yeah. I'd be in the car with Rich.
All right, I just want to sort of get off the reservation for a moment, if I'm able to, with your permission. One of the people that's on the people list that only, well, she would be number 11 if it were to be that we had 11 names instead of 10 on the people list. You heard the story about Susan Sarandon, who used to live with Timothy Robbins.
No, which you do know.
She has she's gone public with her affair that she had with a gay man, and how this all came about. The fellow's name is Philip Sayer. He's never been with another woman before. She was intrigued that he was gay and decided she wanted to seduce him. So the story is floating around social media now. I'm sure if you Googled Susan Sarandon, that's what's going to come up.
Will that come up as the reason for their breakup?
What,
is that
Robbins?
No.
This was Robbins, and she broke up a number of, I think, 6-7 years ago.
Right.
But this is something that's just going on now, I think, or has gone on recently.
That's weird.
I think so, anyway. But it's just something that we have a very interesting society. Our lives are really, there's so many interesting things or crazy things going on. And maybe it's present with Trump, but there are a lot of other things going on as well. 28 past the hour.
Farmers and their families have plenty of reasons to be stressed out. We'll talk about some of them today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Every successful grower knows that the best crops need strong roots, and that means they need Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate features two powerful active ingredients that help young crops quickly develop the longer, healthier roots they need for more nutrient uptake, early vigor, and stress resistance. Applied either foliar or in furrow, Radiate makes all the difference for a wide variety of crops. So get the roots your crops need by getting Radiate first. See your CPS dealer today.
You think low grain prices are the only reason farmers are under stress? That's just the icing on the cake. Suzanne Pish, a Michigan State University Extension educator who works in health and nutrition, says the list is pretty long.
Common stressors in farm families would be weather, debt loads, government regulations, machinery breakdown, interest rates, crop yields, livestock illness, commodity prices. Right now, milk price is not even at break-even for a lot of farmers. Disagreements with family members.
Pish says the university surveyed 190 farmers and ranchers and included questions about stress.
Lower levels of social support were related to higher depression scores. So if you have that social network, those friends and those family members that you can rely on, that will help the person to get through the crisis or the stress easier.
Stress can be fairly easy to detect if you know what to look for. In Monday's show, we'll describe some of the behaviors that might indicate a person is under stress. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Darrell Anderson.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Of conversation to focus here. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Rich McFadden as we discuss the top stories of the week, courtesy of the folks at Talkers Magazine, our way of bringing in sort of the general bon vivant of conversationalists, good representative samplings from one side and the other, and then me in the middle. Much of it is about Trump. I've expanded a little bit because I think, at least this week, as there's just so much focus on Trump, and all the people around him, and I think we need to give people an idea that it isn't just one big political sort of gangbang. That may be a crude way of putting it, but that's really what, you know, to listen to some of this stuff, it's like the world revolves around and is waiting with every breath to hear the next thing out of Trump's mouth. And the news media is presenting it that way. And it isn't. One of the big names this past week, frankly, because of the Grammys, was Adele. And her presentation, the In Memoriam for George Michael, which was very highly touted. The ratings for the Grammys were good. A lot of conversation, a lot of social media stuff, Victoria, posted about that, the people who were there. But also, the fact that Adele, in her last year of performing, has averaged $625,000 a night in her pocket. The profit. Wow. She started a company 2 years ago for her tours called Remedy Touring. And I think it actually it came to be in October of the year before last. And so last year, the profit after expenses for Adele's tour was $14.38 million, which is $653,000, actually, when you get right down to it. She went into 107 different communities in Europe and America. I think that's fabulous and speaks well to her ability to have galvanized a particular way of thinking. I mean, yeah, think about it in a second. In a way, look at how Trump has galvanized. This is where the world is going now. There are people who have the ability in different mediums. Adele is a singer. Trump is a businessman / politician. But look at actors and actresses who are the same, who can really, I mean, think about all the people who pay close attention to what Steven Spielberg says, for example, about that business or even what's going on in the world. Even though he's smart, he stays out of politics. People know what his politics are, but he sort of stays out of it. And, you know, think about all the different things, the sports figures, the focus on Alex Rodriguez, even though he's not playing anymore, he's still working for the Yankee organization, and people are fascinated with what he's doing. What's A-Rod up to? And the same could be true of Tom Brady. So think about all of the various echelons that there are, whether it's entertainment, sports, the news media, politicians, business. They all have their hierarchy. And I think sometimes we have let ourselves in this business, the news talk business, get focused on only one aspect of all of these other areas that there, I mean, again, back to the names on the list and the stories on the list, the names, every single one of them has to do with the Trump administration. Every single one. And I think we do our listeners a disservice, frankly. And I'm not, this is not about Talkers Magazine. It just is, it's a reflection of what's on the news talk radio circuit. And this is not the only thing going on in people's lives. It really isn't. So I ask that when, if I were to say to you, Richie, what do you think? Take away the Trump conversation. What's the most important thing? You have host Radio America is our originating network, and you have other people like Dana Loesch and
Lash.
Well, I always pronounce it. Why do I? It's spelled.
It looks Loesch. Yeah, L-O-E-S.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And you have
Chad Benson.
Greg. What did you say? What's
Chad Benson?
Chad. Why do I always call him Greg? I always call him Greg. Chad.
Please don't Greg Knapp.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, but these people are not finding the world revolves around Trump, or are they? What do you find? You have other hosts in that.
He sucks all the air out of the room when you're on news talk. But you know what? It can't be. People don't want to listen to Trump politics.
No.
Bashing your head over bad Democrats, bad Republicans, good all the time. They want information about things that are going on in their life, and they want to be entertained. They want to learn something and laugh a little. And that's what everybody's trying to do now, because otherwise you just get overwhelmed with information, and it sucks you dry of energy. If you just listen to this all day long. If you watch CNN for 2 hours, or Fox, you want to hang yourself.
Yeah.
It's just too much. So people want to be entertained. They want to have a little fun and then take something away from it at the same time.
Well, I want to know, Victoria, what Sofia Vergara wants to do with those two frozen embryos. I want to know that. I want to. That's
me. She called me.
I think
the other
day. Have too much. She called you.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
She's ready to frost them, defrost them.
I think she wants them destroyed because
I think she does too. Because she doesn't like her ex-husband. Her ex.
Well, it's her ex-fiance, and she's married now to Joe Manganiello. And I think maybe they want to have a family. So, and the ex-fiance is just trying to make her life difficult. I think.
So, and I use that as an example. Mostly because I think the best thing we can do in conversational radio is reflect on things so that people who are listening can put themselves into that position. What would you do if you were in that position? And maybe you can even do it with Trump. What would you do if you were president and the news media was as against you as they are? Or what would you do if, and you know, come up with any number of, if you were the producer of Saturday Night Live, would you keep doing the sketches that you're doing? I wouldn't.
As long as he keeps watching every week, yeah.
Well, he does, but I think they're suicidal because there are, remember what I've said about, and this, even though you pretty much know what my politics is most of the time, if Richie will tell you I don't have any because I don't like any of them, and there's just a certain amount of truth to that. But under the circumstances, I'm in the sales business here. I'm filler between commercials. That's how my daughter used to describe me in college when people would ask. She didn't want to tell people that I was a talk host because they'd always ask her, you mean he's like Rush Limbaugh? And she, oh, man, she didn't want to have that conversation. So she created a job for me. I think, Richie, you've heard me describe myself through her eyes as filler between commercials.
Yep.
That's what I do. And so all the people who are on the air, whether it's television or radio, whatever, if you're in an advertiser-friendly environment, then you're filler between commercials. So if I alienate people too much...
Like Saturday Night Live is doing.
Exactly. Well, that's
basically
the
driving away half of their audience.
Driving
now, the other half of their audience will love them.
Yes.
But
I don't think it's half their audience. I think anybody who was conservative left SNL a long time ago.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't think so. I mean, no, I watched it.
I know a lot of people that like watching it.
But now, to a point, Victoria,
you're right, because they are more and more, they have been leaning that way.
Right.
To present a
point of view. So you know what you're going to get. I mean, no one's going to watch SNL and be surprised.
No, I watched it last week. And
why?
Who was the host last week? Did I watch
it? It was Alec Baldwin.
Baldwin was the host.
Oh, right, yeah.
And the whole newscast, every story was Trump. Yep. Trump.
Well, every story's Trump with us, too. I mean,
the news, that's why we stay away from it. On the Good Day Show, pretty much, and we can stay away from it on DJV. But here,
we try,
in the countdown,
but we don't always succeed.
No, we don't always succeed.
Yeah.
Because there is a certain amount of cachet to it, and there's a certain amount of necessity.
But I think you're right, though, Doug. A lot of people are glomming onto that anti-Trump media. Mm. And hoping that they can ride that train. BuzzFeed, I get the BuzzFeed feed on my iPhone. Man, every story that they post, anti-Trump.
What's
and my son asked me about it last night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, my son is 12 years old, and he's like, don't they hate Trump? And I'm like, he's 12, and he noticed.
Yeah.
He knows it.
What's on the Drudge Report these days? I haven't been as close to that as I used to be. It still has, doesn't that have
same
some
stuff.
Value? Or,
oh, sure. All,
has evolved.
Yeah, no, it's still a big...
Yeah. So what is
the headline?
What's
is.
His approach to Trump?
Well, police body cams have real-time face recognition is the big headline.
All right, here it is. Mexicans flood consulates. I just went to Drudge. Police body cams have real-time face recognition. How to stay sane in a world of crazy news. That's what our challenge is here, I think. That's what we're kind of trying to deal with. How to stay sane in this crazy world. And how does Trump do it in the sense, I mean, he seemed to, as Richie said before, be taking it all in stride yesterday. He says he's having fun. Is he staying up at night wondering what the heck to do, wandering around the White House in his bathrobe? I don't even know how that got leaked.
That's a weird story, right?
Yeah. Why would people... I don't get...
Well, there's another story about how he wants all the towels replaced on Air Force One because they're not soft enough. Did you hear that? That
I would be with him on that.
Yeah.
Gotta have soft towels.
Gotta have soft towels. All right. I gotta have good blood flow. Here's a call to action for those of you who have heard me over the past 3 years talk about Superbeats. Everybody who's associated with me have gotten on this. Richie's on it. Victoria's on it. This is a way for you to provide yourself with healthy blood flow. Provide yourself with all the blood you need to keep your heart working, your muscles strong, your brain acute, and then all the other organs that go along with it. You got to have healthy circulation. Get the red blood cells to feed the nutrition to the body, and then the white blood cells are responsible for protecting your body, the immune system. And both of those things get to your body 3 times faster and better when you drink Super Beets. Super Beets, just as described, Super Beets. Beets that are non-GMO, grown, cooked, dried, powdered, put into a canister. 1 month supply, 2 month supply, 3 month supply, 4 month supply. You get a 4 month supply actually for the price of 3. If you haven't ordered Super Beets yet, haven't gotten into the Super Beet, this is a revolution, in a manner of speaking. You'll feel the results of getting your blood. What it does, it supplies you with nitric oxide. That's what comes out of the beets. Natural nitric oxide opens up the artery so the blood can flow all through your body and control the blood pressure problems that you may be having. Some people, they get in their 40s and their blood pressure begins to go up. Imagine what Trump's blood pressure must be. Woo! And other people working around him, much as anything else.
I think that's the bigger issue.
That may be it. Yeah, I don't know if it's bothering him as much as some of the people around him. So get on the bandwagon. We should send some of this to Donald Trump. Send it to the White House. Super Beats. You won't work well without your Super Beats once you get on it. You will love it. Call 800-655-4183. You can click on DougLikesBeats.com, too. Special offers for the Doug Stephan listeners. 800-655-4183 or Superbeats at DougLikesBeats.com.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
Yeah, but you'll take the credit. My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Guys, JCPenney is your one-stop shop for all your favorite jeans. Come in now for 30% off select styles of Levi's and find your perfect fit. Like men's Levi's 505 regular fit jeans for just $41.65. Hurry in to stock up and save. Or save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon on select items in-store and at JCP.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, L215 220. Levi's and some other exclusions apply. Extra 20% off subject to credit approval. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon details.
Yourself. You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
Gotta be yourself.
All right, the countdown, the review of what's going on in our world, the conversations that are a part of some of your more popular news talk. I thought one of the things that I saw that was very interesting was Rush Limbaugh's take on the press conference. And basically what he said was, I've never seen or heard anything like this before in my life. And I think that's something that is part of all of this. People don't know what to make of it. I mean, these news clowns, they look so irrelevant. They sound so foolish. They don't know how to come back to the guy. You know, I mean, they get so formal. He looks at him. He almost laughs in their faces and has no respect for them. And, you know, you don't know whether he's just gaming them, whether he's playing with them, or whether he's serious. And there's a certain amount of beauty, I think, associated with that, although some people say, oh, this is president shouldn't be fooling around. This depends on your take, much as anything else. The News Talk Radio World, the focus here, at 10 minutes before the hour.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Sounds pretty dramatic, doesn't it? Movie music. From the movie In the Line of Fire, Secret Service movie, Clint Eastwood and Rene Russo. This was a good movie, Chucker, I thought. An action, as far as
I love that movie.
It's a good flick.
Yep. And it's Rene Russo's birthday today. Believe it or not, Doug, I think she's 64 years old.
Wow, she had her face done a couple of years ago. It didn't do her any favors. But she's been, I think, a very consistent actress through her career. I liked her in the
remake.
She's doing
really good.
She was
in a movie called Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal 2 years ago, which I thought was the year's best film that year. And she was really good in that movie.
Yeah. I think she's had some really good roles, and she's been underplayed. She's not somebody that everybody gets. She sort of reminds me.
She had a nice run, though. She did the Lethal Weapon. She was Mel Gibson's girlfriend in the Lethal Weapon series 2, 3, and 4. And then she was in the Thomas Crown Affair opposite Pierce Brosnan, which is a big film.
That's one of my favorites.
Also. Yeah, that was a good movie.
You know, I'll tell you a quick story that I think you'll find interesting. In the line of Wolfgang Petersen was a director in the Line of Fire. Look at this guy's record in Hollywood. He did a movie called Das Boot, a submarine movie, about 25 years ago, which was a great film. He does In the Line of Fire with Clint Eastwood and Rene Russo, which is a great movie. He does The Perfect Storm with George Clooney and Mark Wahlberg, which is a really good movie. He does Air Force One with Harrison Ford, another really good movie that made a lot of money. And then in 2006, he is signed by Warner Brothers to helm the remake of the Poseidon Adventure, Poseidon. The film, he cuts the film from 2.5 hours down to 90 minutes a month before its release to make it a quicker paced movie. It opens to mediocre to negative reviews. It loses a studio probably $100 million, and he's never worked again. since.
Wow.
So, I mean, that tells you about the business. It's basically, what did you do for me yesterday? You lose that. Same as Jean Dubon, right? Guy made a ton of money for Warner Brothers with Speed. Does Twister, makes a ton of money. Does Speed 2, loses a studio, $100 million, barely worked after.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That's the old story about, don't tell me what you did for me yesterday. What are you going to do for me today? That's the way it works. 56 past the hour. Chucker has a review of the movies for this weekend. I can tell you right now, they're all garbage. But you can listen to his plan for the weekend and how you might spend it. Just a minute here.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, Chucker, I'm not buying Matt Damon with a bunch of Chinamen on the Great Wall. All the trailers, good God, look at that. What a mess that is.
Well, I believe, it's pretty evident that Matt Damon took a big paycheck. I believe it's financed solely by Chinese money, director. It's a big fantasy film. Reviews are much more negative than positive. But awesome. I'll give you an example how big the Chinese market is. Triple X Xander Cage with Vin Diesel made about $40 million here in the U.S. It cost about $90 million to produce. In China, that film made $100 million in 6 days. Yeah. That's how big the Chinese market is.
And by the way, the Chinese financed that half of that movie, too.
Yeah, I mean,
they're financing Fast and Furious. All that stuff is now Chinese.
Yeah, I mean,
money. Hey,
listen, Matt, they probably paid Matt Damon, I bet they paid him $25 million to do that movie. Yeah.
So, Chuck, why can an actor of Matt Damon's stature do a bad movie and then come back and still be top of the hill, but a director is done after one
bad
movie?
That's a
good question. But, I mean, you can only have so many misses. Look at even Keanu Reeves, you know, made a fortune off the Matrix movies, you know, had some misses and really was pretty dormant for about a 10-year period. And now the John Wick franchise has somewhat, you know, resurrected him. He's got more money than he'll ever need with those Matrix. He cut an amazing deal. But still, you know, it's an up-and-down industry. Also opening this weekend, Fist Fight, a new comedy with Ice Cube and Charlie Day.
That's pretty much
critic-proof. And probably somewhat, you know, people going to see that ain't going to have high expectations. And then this movie, A Cure for Wellness, a horror thriller that looks really, really weird. You know, it's tracking around a $6 million opening weekend, and they actually ran a Super Bowl commercial for it, which had to cost even a 30-second spot. $2.5 million.
No, it's $5 million for 30 seconds.
Steph, you're a real Gene Siskel, by the way. It's horrible.
And just one other bit of news. Sam Raimi, a good director who did Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3, and also the Evil Dead movies, in talks to do a movie based on the Bermuda Triangle. Haven't heard that phrase in about 25 years.
Sounds interesting. All right, Chucker, good man. Thank you for being here. 59 past the hour.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.